Good morning, welcome back to Nach Yomi. Today we are going to be learning together Mishlei Perek Yud, the 10th chapter of the book of Mishlei. We're now moving into a new section in Mishlei, and this is denoted by the fact that we notice that this is the second place of the three places in Mishlei where Shlomo introduces a new section. He starts off by saying, Mishlei Shlomo ben Chacham Yesamach Ov Uvein Kasil Tugas Imoy. So it starts off again with Mishlei Shlomo, indicating that it's a new section. As we go through, we may want to pay attention to the differences that exist between this second section and the first nine prokem, which we have just finished. The general overview of this perek, of 32 psukim, is understanding that it's a group, a grouping of opposites. So every two to three psukim is focused upon one idea or one word, and then he moves on to the next idea, and that word is explored both in the positive and the negative. So if it's tzaddik, then the opposite will be rasha. And we're going to see the expressions of the success of tzaddikim and the demise of rishayim mentioned in this. The general opening pasuk, of course, is the first pasuk, which is Mishlei Shlomo. These are the proverbs of Shlomo. Bein chacham yasamach av, the wise child brings joy to their father. Uvein kasil to gasimoy, a dull child is his mother's sorrow. Let's take a look at this. It is very interesting that the Da'at Mikra version of Tanakh does a very fascinating breakdown where it actually identifies a word which is common between every couplet of psukim. So we're going to just to look at this. It's harder to see a general theme in this mizmor or in this perek, but we're going to look at general themes and word trends. So moving from Psal Pasuk Beis and Gimel, the word trend is the word tzedakah, which reunites them. From Pasuk Dalad to Hay, the word which relates to them, or the idea, is alacrity and laziness, which links those two psukim. Psukim Vav to Zion, the word tzaddik is there. Berachos l'rosh tzaddik in the first pasuk, and zecher tzaddik livracha in the second pasuk. Psukim Ches to you, that's a group of three. The word is yilavet, which is the last word of the first and third pasuk there, which is grief. Moving into Yud Aleph to Yud Beis, the word which unites those ideas is Yechaseh, Pirushayim Yechaseh Chamos, and the end of the last one is Korpushayim to Chaseh Ahava. The word which unites Psukim Yud Gimel to Yud Dalad is wisdom, Chochma, is found in both those Psukim. The word which unites Psukim Yud Dalad and Tesvov is Chachomim and Mechita. The word which relates Psukim Tes Zion and Yud Zion is to life. L'chaim is the pulas tzaddik l'chaim. The actions of a tzaddik are to life. And then psukim yud ches to yud tes, the words which relate to them to one another, is sefosayim, the lips. Psukim chof to chof aleph, the word which relates to them is tzaddik, the person who is righteous again, and the lave, the heart. There's no unique linkage between chof beis and chof gimel, but chof dalad and chof hay, the unique words which relate are resha and tzaddik, evilness and the tzaddik. There's no unique word in chof vav relating it to the previous sections, but chof zayin to chof ches, that couplet has the word rishaim, which links to each other. There's no unique word in chof tes, but the last three psukim, lamed to lamed beis, are about tzaddik. Tzaddik lo'olam bal yimot, pi tzaddik yonu v'chochma, and tzaddik, lev sifsei tzaddik, yad'un ratzon. So we see that there seems to be these general themes of words which apply themselves, and almost every sentence is balanced out to the right and the wrong. This is what's good for those who are wise, those who are alacritous, those who are careful, and this is what's bad to the people who are opposite, either in the same pasuk or in the next phrase. That's the general movement of this perek, which makes it very hard to study in a short 10-minute segment, because really each pasuk itself needs to be unpacked, or each micro section really needs to be unpacked by itself. So I highly advise taking a moment just to absorb each section and see what the message of each of these different sections are. However, in general terms, there are a few general themes, and that is the Metzudas points out, Metzudas David points out is in his introduction to this particular perek, that we are now moving away from the voice of wisdom, which we've been seeing a lot of up till now. Up till now, we've been seeing the value of wisdom, where wisdom came from, what wisdom contributes to life. That's the Metzudas David. And it points out, and now we're not talking so much about that, but it's rather now moving back to the parental voice, the voice of a parent who's trying to admonish, trying to guide, trying to encourage their child. That's the voice we're hearing over here. We shifted back in terms of voices. The Rabag says that really included in this whole perek is really encapsulated in the first pasuk, which is Ben Chacham Yisamach Av Uben Ksil Tugas Imoy, we notice that the comparison over here is between a chacham and a ksil. A ksil is not a pesi, as we saw in the last parak. A pesi is a fool, a person who does not have sufficient knowledge. A ksil is a person who may have sufficient knowledge, but as the Malbim points out, is lacking in passion, is lacking in interest, because they are quite happy with the type of indulgent lifestyle that they lead. So therefore, what we're being told over here is the types of lifestyle led by a chacham is going to provide pride to the parents in these following manners, X, Y, Z, this is the perek, and a ben ksil, a child who is a dal, as translated over here, but what it means is a child who has decided not to pursue chokhmah, ultimately will be the embarrassment or the sorrow of the mother, because they're not following through. And here are the ways you'll see this expressed. Carry on reading. That's what the perek is to be read. The general themes, generally overarching themes, is the tzaddik versus the rasha, the righteous person versus the evil person. The mouths and the lips appear a lot, the ideas of the world being held up and established by the mouths of the tzaddikim. And another theme which is explored generally in this perek is eternity versus the grave, the idea of finding immortality and the finding of immortality through righteous action, through righteous and wise living. Two famous psukim I'm just going to touch on, and there's obviously much more to learn as you go through and identify more of them. Pasuk Beis is lo ya'ilu oitzarois, that the ill-gotten wealth are not going to be oitzarois resha, the ill-gotten wealth is not going to be of any avail. But righteousness or charity will save from death. That's a very powerful pasuk. In fact, there is a parallel pasuk to be found in Perik Yud Aleph about Tzedakah Tatzil Mimavis in the Gemara Baba Basra. Daf Yud Amud Aleph, which is the sugya describing Tzedakah, talks about the fact that the reason why this pasuk is repeated once in Perik Yud, which is us, and once in Perik Yud Aleph, is because in the end of the day, that Tzedakah will first protect us from an unnatural death, God forbid, and even after death, it will protect us in the world to come. So there's two levels of what tzedakah will be providing for us, should we provide for it. And that's Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, in quoting Rabbi Yochanan and the Gemara in Baba Basra. In fact, the Avos Rabbi Nosson tells us a harrowing story in Perek Gimel, Mishnah Tes, where it tells about a story about a chassid echad, a pious individual who was a very charitable person, very noble person. He was on a trip on a boat, and when we talk about the cruise ships of today, we're talking about in those days where it was really a lethal and potentially dangerous, life-threateningly dangerous experience to go on any boat at any time. And there was a terrible storm, and Rabbi Akiva saw the boat sink. Because he saw the boat sink, he felt there was sufficient evidence to be able to testify to the about the wife. The wife was now free to remarry because he essentially witnessed the demise of the husband. He came to court, and as he was about to provide evidence, the husband, who up to this point was assumed dead, walked into court, and Rabbi Akiva was shell-shocked. How could it be that this individual was still alive? He said, "I saw the boat sink." And the man said, "Yirat, kashiratati the imam kemetzula. When I descended into the depths, Shamati kol rash gadol, I heard this terrible thundering noise, migalei hayom, that the waves were arguing. Shezu omer lazu, vezu omer lazu, the water was conversing with itself. And what does it say? Rutzu v'nale sa'ish hazeh min hayam. The sea said, we can't subsume such a person, we cannot drown such a person, she'asa tzedakah kol yamav, because he gave so much charity. And the waves ultimately brought him up to the shore and saved the person, because, so to speak, metaphysically, he could not drown. And Rabbi Akiva was so incredibly impressed by this that he says, Baruch Elokim Elokei Yisrael, blessed be Hashem, the God of Israel, Shebacha b'direi Torah b'direi Chachamim. He says, I chose the words of Torah and the words of the wise, and he quotes our pasuk, Tzedakah Tatzil Mimavis, a person who is really genuinely charitable, not just charitably begrudgingly or because others are doing it, but they're looking for opportunities to find and to help others in a state of need. That person will ultimately be saved from God forbidding terrible circumstances. The other pasuk we're going to focus on is a very famous pasuk. We've heard it many times, and that's pasuk Zayin, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, that when you mention a tzaddik, it should be for blessing, and v'shem rasha mirkav, in the name of the evil, should rot, which is why we should do what we can to eradicate the name of those who are evil. This is, of course, the acronym which you will often see after a famous person, after a tzaddik, is Zatzal, or Zal, which is essentially the acronym of this pasuk, which is Zecher Tzadik Livracha, Zatzal. The Gemara in Yuma describes that this is learnt out of, also is parallel to the idea of Kishem Hashem Ekra Havul Gadol Elokeinu, that we, when we mention HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we mention him with bracha, And when we mention people as well, it's important to do this. One of the examples the Gemara gives is that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu mentions Avraham Avinu, it describes that Hashem says, "Hamachase ani me Avraham es asher ani aseh in Parshas Vayera." I'm going to hide from Avraham Avinu what I'm going to do. And then he goes off on a tangent, it seems, where he says, "Avraham haya yeh legoy God, Avraham Avinu is going to be this great nation, is going to command his children to do tzedakah and mishpat." Why the tangent? So the Gemara explains that because Zecher Tzaddik, when you mention a Tzaddik like Avraham Avinu, it should be Livracha. You should mention the noteworthy causes that he represents there afterwards. This has ramifications in Halacha. So as an example, in our Tefillah, one of the examples is that the Torah, the Rabbeinu Yaakov, in the precursor to the Shulchan Aruch, mentions that because of this, when we say HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name in the Torah or in our Tefillah, we should say Baruch Hu uVaruch Shemoi. That's one of the expressions of this idea, that when we mention the names of those who are righteous, and certainly HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we should say Baruch Hu uVaruch Shemoi, blessed be His name. Another example is that described and discussed in a very fascinating sugya, that the Gemara says that a person should mention for 12 months after their parent passes away, whenever they mention their parent's name, the person should be saying, "Hareni kaporas mishkavoy." I am, so to speak, thinking about the atonement of their mishkav, of their passing, and that should be mentioned within the first 12 months. And the Shut Betzela Chachma says a very fascinating thing. He says he sources this to ultimately this idea of Zecher Tzaddik Livracha, that when you mention a special person, you mention a righteous person, it should always be Livracha. It doesn't mean that a person needs to say it every single day, but it means to say any time that person is mentioned in a noteworthy context, that person should be mentioned Livracha, and that comes from our perek as well. There's much more to discuss, but these are two examples of the more famous psukim found in this perek, and obviously the rest are just waiting for us to unpack them. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.